Fringe theater is a style of theater popular all over the world that is often small scale and experimental. And our local Fringe Festival, the Ngozi-Wenong Indigenous Fringe Festival, also called NIFF, is changing a little bit this year. But first, NIFF General Manager Lee Bolton tells us what makes it unique.
NIFF is the Ngozi-Wenong Indigenous Fringe Festival. It is the first and only Indigenous Fringe Festival. We've been going in Peterborough for, this will be our fifth full year. We never quite know how to count because we started during COVID, so we did an online year. It is, like all fringe festivals, which is a huge movement around the world, really. It is an unjuried festival, so basically anybody can apply to put in a show, many different kinds of shows, and then the names are chosen out of a hat or whatever system people choose, and it's a chance for artists to bring their work to the public. And for NIFF, it is a chance for specifically Indigenous artists to bring their work to the public.
And although Fringe Fests are typically focused on performance artists, NIFF 2025 will be including visual art as well.
Yeah, this is kind of an exciting new step for us. It is generally performing arts, and we've had all different kinds of performing arts. But this year, we actually are moving location. We have been at Trent University for our first 4 years. And this year, for a number of reasons, partly to just bring the art closer to the audience, we're moving to the Peterborough Theatre Guild in East City. And the Peterborough Theatre Guild does regular visual art exhibitions, kind of part of what the Theatre Guild does. So we we have this, regularly used exhibit space, and we know there are lots of wonderful Indigenous visual artists, so we decided we would open it up and also invite submissions of visual artists who'd like to hang their work through the festival.
So instead of the performances happening at Trent University, they will now be at the Peterborough Theatre Guild, located at 364 Rogers Street. And this space is closer to downtown amenities, and the main stage is more than twice the size of their previous space. Peterborough Theatre Guild president and chair, Marion Griffin, is excited to host the festival for the first time.
Well, we all feel that it's absolutely amazing, and we were so pleased that she asked to have it at the Peterborough Theatre Guild. And the fact that we're going to have all of these Native activities going on at the Theatre Guild, I think it's absolutely really important. Having been a teacher and teaching about the Indigenous people in grade 7 and 8, it certainly opened your eyes to a lot of the difficulties that the Indigenous people have had. But having them at the Peterborough Theatre Guild, wow, that's awesome. And being one of the only in the world, or first in the world, we're so happy that she's asked us to come.
Yeah, I mean, we are, the story of how we were founded was Drew Hayden Taylor basically fired off a tweet back when it was still Twitter one night saying, why isn't there an Indigenous Fringe Festival? And our artistic director, Joanne Argue, was like, hey, there's a good idea. And then it just sort of sprang out of that. And it is, of all of the Fringe Festivals in the world, there are others that have sort of different sort of specific things that they work with, but we are the festival where all the performing groups, your performance group needs to be at least 51% Indigenous to be in the festival, and it's a really, it's an exciting way for a whole lot of Indigenous artists doing different things. So it's not, it can be traditional art, but, we've had burlesque and stand-up comedy and things that maybe people don't automatically associate with Indigenous arts. Anybody, you can come to the festival and see it. So it's a chance for everyone in our region, and we do like to emphasize that we really want everybody to come. This year we have a children's performer coming, so some of the shows are, the burlesque show was definitely not for the children, but we do have at least one show that is definitely bring your whole family. So it's a really unique opportunity to see what's currently happening with Indigenous art.
Applications for Indigenous visual artists to have their work exhibited at NIFF 2025 are now open and will close March 31st.
You go to our website, indigenousfringefest.ca, and there's a very simple application form where you'll just tell us a bit about yourself and what kind of work you have. The one thing that we do, just because of the way our space is, it has to be work that can hang. So we don't really have space for sculpture or any of that. It has to be something we can hang on a wall. So you put in your information, and then we will, at the end of March, put all the names in a hat or whatever, and choose some artists who will then come and hang their work through the festival.
The Ngozhuanong Indigenous Fringe Festival 2025 will be happening from June 19th to 22nd. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozhuanong.